Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service has another heat advisory in effect for our tri-state region. It goes through the day today. Cloudy, humid, chance of a thunderstorm, lower 90s. Saturday, sun, showers, and thunderstorms, mid-70s. Sunday, clouds, scattered showers, about 80. And Monday, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. As we said, that heat advisory in effect now for our tri-state region for today. North Canaantown officials are concerned with an uptick in homeless individuals and are seeking ways to help them. A story in this morning's Republican American by Ruth Epstein during a meeting Tuesday to give an update on the problem. Social Services Director Mary Beth Wybrick and First Selectman Charles Perotti said they worry about the safety and health of at least four people now living on the town streets or at Lawrence Field and think there may be a few more. Perotti noted some residents have expressed concern for those individuals, while others would rather not see them sleeping on benches or walking around. The resident state trooper said he and others have received phone calls from people who either feel sorry for the individuals or want them removed or arrested for loitering. The Connecticut Department of Public Health reported 24 more deaths attributed to COVID-19 in the weekly report this week. It pushes on to get more people vaccinated. It also shows that unvaccinated people are five times more likely in the state to test positive, five times more likely to die, and 16 times more likely to be hospitalized than those who are vaccinated. Americans who have been fully immunized against COVID-19 should prepare to receive a booster shot beginning in mid-September, according to the Center for Disease Control. In that announcement, the U.S. Surgeon General said health officials were concerned about waning immunity and the strength of the Delta variant. Currently, about 25% of those hospitalized at Hartford Healthcare and Yale New Haven Hospital have been vaccinated, although Chief Medical Officer at Yale New Haven Health said patients do well and none have died. He and other physicians say it remains unclear if waning immunity or the more contagious Delta variant or a combination of both are the cause of such breakthrough infections. The New York State Department of Health Board voted unanimously yesterday to implement emergency authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers in the state, while also removing a planned religious exemption as an alternative to vaccination. The meeting of the Public Health Planning Council considered a discussion and subsequent formal approval of the regulation first announced by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo last week. The mandate approved by the council also removed a planned exemption that would have allowed workers to avoid vaccination based on religious considerations. Any religious exemptions previously granted are no longer valid, and the facilities will not be allowed to include religious exemptions at all, according to the Department of Health. A fight raging at a school board meeting nationwide played out in the Berkshires on Thursday after a resident sent school officials a notice saying that their masking mandates for children to curb the spread of COVID-19 is possibly unhealthy and could be a violation of human rights under the Nuremberg Code. Great Barrington President Data Haynes suggested in her email that at the least masking mandates should be suspended pending more studies of the risks and benefits, but officials blocked Haynes from speaking during a public comment period at the Berkshire Hills Regional School District School Committee meeting held on Zoom with 23 other participants. Haynes said that as a citizen, he had the right to speak for 3 minutes. The chairman said he would adjourn. The violation notice, which Haynes sent to officials Wednesday, said masks could cause medical and emotional harm, resulting in oxygen deprivation and depression, among other adverse effects. The note came days after the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education mandated masking in public schools statewide through October the 1st. In Norfolk, the outdoor movie will be presented by the Norfolk Community Association. That will be at 6:30. Ankrum Firehouse tag sale happens on Saturday, 8:30 till 3:30 at the firehouse. More information is available at 518-610-2847. The entire community of Millerton is invited to an ice cream social for the groundbreaking of Millerton Community Park at Eddie Collins Memorial Park. Saturday from 3:30 till 5, the rain date is Sunday. Eddie Collins Memorial Park, which is located on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, COVID precautions will be posted prior to the event at millertonpark.org. Together again, you're asked to join with proof of vaccination on Saturday, August 28th from 5 until 8 o'clock at 104 Spooner Hill Road in South Kent to benefit the Kent Memorial Library. RSVP to the library. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room and the library annex at 28th Century Boulevard opens Saturdays from 10 until 1. The Hillsdale Hamlet Committee jams in the Hamlet Concert Series, which is free at the Hamlet Park, runs through October 3rd. That's Saturdays 4 till 7 p.m. Food and drink from local restaurants for purchase at those events. In Cornwall on the 28th, walk and talk about metal management with Peter Del Tredici. That is coming up on August 28th. You can meet Democratic candidates on Sunday, August 29th from 3 till 5 at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Pavilion in Armenia, hosted by the Armenia Democratic Committee. Rolf Jansen Community Library has a concert in the park. Noah Palmer and friends on Sunday at 3 p.m. RoadJanLibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,213.12, the NASDAQ at 14,945.81, and the S&P 500 at 4470.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.